Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Yudayin, two lines in the bottom of Daf Tezayin and Beis. And since when the Gemara discussed the Lashon of Mishnah of Amur, Mishal, and Ezek, Sholem, and Aliyah, the Gemara brought the Pasuk in Divrei Yom and Beis, Perek Lam and Beis, Pasuk Lam and Gimel. Therefore, our Gemara continues to discuss that Pasuk, and that Pasuk states, Vayishka v'chizkiyo ima v'yisav, that Chizkiyah Melech died, and Vayikburu b'maila kivrei b'nei David, and they buried him in the kever of the b'nei David, referring to David and Shlaima, v'chavad esloi b'maisai, kol Yehuda v'yishu Yishlaim, and he did a great honor with him, all the people of Yehuda and all the Yeshu Yishlaim, by Yimlech Menashe B'nai Tachtav. And our Gemara now begins the Chavad Asloi B'Maisai Milam and Sheshiv Yeshiv Al Kivrei, when the Pasuk tells us they did a great honor to him when he died. That is teaching us that they made the Yeshiva by his Kever. And Rashi explained Talmidim Lasik Shem B'Torah, that they set up Talmidim in order that it should be Isi B'Torah. And Taisus says, Lefi Shehir B'Torah B'Yisrael, since Chizkiyo was responsible that he made sure that there was a lot of Torah Klai Yisrael, Kamina, like the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin in Per Chilik, and Taisa says, amish, they didn't make this yeshiva on the kever itself, as that would be an issue of legal rush, and instead they made it for amish away. And some and they explained that since this was done for the covenant Chizkiyo, and these were his talmidim, therefore they could learn on his kever mamish. And the Gemara continues, one says that they had the yeshiva for 3 days, the chadam shiva. And we continue on Daf Yudzayin and Aleph, and one says that they had the yeshiva for 7 days, and some say that the second man Amid did not say 7 days, but he held that the yeshiva was made for 30 days. And of course, these are the different zmanim that someone is a Havilus, and we know that halachis of 3 days is different than 7 days, which is different than 30 days. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, once again, the Gemara quotes from the Pasuk in the Yavim Beis, the Chavit Asloi B'Maisai, Zech Chizki Melch Yudah. As we stated, the Pasuk says Mefurish that this is referring to Chizki Melch Yudah, and as Rashi says, Lishan the Shasu, this is the Gemara saying this, V'loy Lashminan, this is not telling us a Chiddush, this is El Chizkia, the Hakrab B'Chizkia Chziv, as certainly the Pasuk is talking about Chizkia, Ela Agav Ochid and Mepharish, my covered Asloi B'Maisai, Nakav Amachi, we just explained that the Pasuk is referring to Chizkia, and it says, Shiyasa Lefan of Shleisha Mashisha Elev Chalutze Kesef, and this is referring to the great honor, because 36,000 Chalutze Kesef went out in front of him by his Levaya, Div Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda, and what does Chalutze Kesef mean? Rashi says, Kamay V'Chaltzen Alay, and B'Negeya Chalitze, the Pasuk tells us you'll slip off his shoe, Shekar B'deim at Shanir Kisfeim, and over here also they ripped the begadim until they saw their shoulders, and we're talking about 36,000 people that rice kriya because Chizkiyo died. And the Lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel is Pirish Chalutze Kosef Kach Shemanu, that the proper way to do kriya is Shemoitzi Yad Echo in Beisat Tzava Shaloi B'mokam Akara Kadesh Yeh Akara Boro V'nimza Kesef Cholot M'nacholok, and when ricing kriya, you don't rice kriya from the neckline, but you make another hole that is completely separated from the neckline, and this way you have two different holes, and if you slip your arm through that hole, therefore you'll be able to see the person's shoulder. And Ayin Taisis Shleishim V'Shisha Elef, which is the top Taisa on Amid, where he says that we know it based on the fact that the Pasuk says the Chavad Asu Loi B'Maisai and Loi B'Gematria Hachiyavi and Loi is Gematria 36. And the Gemara continues Amalei Rav Nechemias from Nechemias said to Rabbi Yehuda V'Loi L'Fnei Achav Asu Kein, they also had so many people by Achav's Levaya also, and therefore you can't say this is a special covenant that they did for Chizkiyah. And Ayin Taisis Div Maschal V'Loi that they made a great hesped for Achav, like we learned in Masechet Megillah on Daf Gimel, Kemispid Hadriman Ben Tavriman Kemitagmina Kemispid Achav Ben Imri the Kotel Yasei Hadriman Ben Tavriman Umechama Hayu Shahisham Amrav, and it was during Umechama, and therefore there were many people the Kulun Saftolav, and they all went to this hesped. And Taisa continues that although in Masechet Sanhedrin the Gemara states from the pasuk Bavoid Rishon Rina Bavoid Achav Ben Imri Rina Haim LeTzedikim Shebedar, that is that the Tzedikim were rejoicing at that time, and therefore you see the same covenant was given to Achav. Because of this question, Rabbi Nechemiah says that what was the covenant that was given to Chizkiyo? Although generally it's also to place a Sefer Torah on someone's bed or on someone's chair and lie or sit on that chair or on that bed, over here they place a Sefer Torah on Chizkiyo's bed, and they said that Chizkiyo was Mekayim, everything that says in the Torah. And once again the Gemara is that you're telling me this was a great covenant for Chizkiyo, but we know that nowadays they also do this, and as Rashi says, when an Adam Choshev dies, we also bring a Sefer Torah out in order to be mechabed him. And the Gemara answers, it's true we bring a Sefer Torah out by Adam Gadol, but we don't place it on his mita, and we don't place it on his bia. And the Gemara now states, or I could tell you, nowadays we would also place the Sefer Torah on the mita of Adam Gadol, but we wouldn't say that he was mechayim everything that it says in Sefer Torah. Torah. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Bochana stated, and there was one time that was going next to Rabbi Yechon, Lemishal Shmaitza, in order to discuss this question that we just spoke about Chizkia, as to what the great cover was for Chizkia, as opposed to nowadays, when Rabbi Yechon was going to Beis Kisei, and I asked him the Shaila, and he wouldn't explain to us, until he came out of the bathroom and he washed his hands, and then he put on his tefillin, and he made a bracha on the tefillin, and then he explained to us that nowadays, even for a Talmud Chacham, we would be able to put a Sefer Torah on his mitah, and we'd even be able to say that he was kayim whatever it says in the Torah, limid le'aminan. However, the ma'ila by Chizkiah was that they said that he taught everything that was in the Torah, and he made sure that other people learned. And of course, as we learned beforehand, in the times of Chizkiah, there was a major explosion of limud Torah. The Gemara continues and asks that you're telling me that it's greater to teach Torah than to be mekayim Torah, but le'maisa va'omamar, we learned that gadol Talmud, shat Talmud mevil de maisa, that how great is learning Torah, because Talmud will bring you to do maisim and to be mekayim Torah. And you see that the whole purpose of learning Torah is in order to be mekayim Torah, and therefore how can you say that for a regular person nowadays we'd be able to say kayim, but limud le'aminan, if l'chera being mekayim Torah is even greater than learning Torah? And the Gemara answers, like kasha, halamigma halagmure, that certainly learning Torah in order to understand what to do and then to do the maisim, certainly the maisim are greater. And as Rashi says, lemigma lo atzma in maisa adav, certainly to learn by yourself, then your maisim are definitely greater. Avalagmur lachrinai, but to teach others adav maisa, that is greater than maisa, because of course that's going to bring many, many more people to be able to do maisim. Hilkach limud le'aminan, therefore we don't say about a regal talmud chacham nowadays that he taught Torah. That praise was stated exclusively by the Gei Chizkiyahu. And I in Tesis with Esen Rashi, that Rashi explained that God limud Torah shemeivu de maisa pirsh bekunjur is alma maisa adav v'kashu rabbeinu tam da adra b'mahocha dayik say parak hamid kedushin, that at the end of the first parak of kedushin the gemara is medayik limud gadol in maisa kabe zekim shayim esumim baliyas beis nitzel belud v'nishal hashel zu b'feim limud gadol in maisa gadol v'nim nekul v'amru limud gadol shemeivu de maisa, that limud is greater because it brings to maisa. And from this memory itself the gemara brings uraya that limud is actually greater than maisa v'im rabbeinu tam, and therefore rabbeinu tam explains that gemara to hachib rusha v'homem ma shalimud meivu de maisa v'kim shano imim kayim havein imim shalomad. And it must be that if we say that Talmud Chacham was mekayim Torah, it must be that he also learned the loy shalomad he kayim shalimim meivu de maisa. And certainly the only way that a person be mekayim the Torah is only if he first learned v'le masik adai te hashtol chalei bein lomad limud. And right now the gemara did not have a habmina that is the difference between someone that learns for himself and someone that teaches. The gemara answers that inech nami, the greatest praise they have of Talmud Chacham is they did maisim tovim and they did mekayim the Torah, because if so, it shows they actually learned a lot of Torah as well. However, but the Gei Chizkiah, we reserve the praise that he actually taught Torah, which is even greater than that. And also, Ayin and Taisis, they bring another Gersin on Gemara from the Sheiltas of Rabbi Chai Goyin, and he is not Gerus, Kayim Amin, Liam Leiminon. And the Gemara's question was that how could it be that Rabbi Yechon actually put on tefillin before going and answering the question of Rabbi Chana, if we know that Liman is Godwin and Maisa, and therefore he should have taught them before he actually put on tefillin? And the Gemara answers, Halamigma, Halagmuri, certainly a person's own learning is greater than his Maisim, and therefore he would have learned before putting on tefillin. However, since Rabbi Yechon was coming to teach others, therefore he had to put on tefillin first and only afterwards teach Rabbi Bachana. And as Taisus brings, and the Gemara continues that now that we discussed the greatness of learning Torah and of Maisim Tevim, so Rabbi Yechon said over the name of Shem Rechai, what does the pasuk mean when it says in Yeshaya, that the person who plants on all types of water should be praised, and they will send forth the feet of the shar and the chamar? And the Gemara will prove how the word zayri and the word mayim is referring to gemilas chesed and to Torah, and therefore the Gemara says, "Kol isik b'Torah v'gemilas chesedim." Anyone that learns Torah and is isik with gemilas chesedim, zeichel nachal shnei shvatim, then zeichel to all the brachos of the two shvatim, referring to Yosef and Yisachar, because as we know, the pasuk of b'chas shayri hadolai is referring to Yosef, and Yaakov Avinu called Yisachar chamar, as the pasuk states, Yisachar chamar garim. Rav Yechon continues to prove that zayri refers to gemilas chesed and mayim refers to Torah. Shenem, as the pasuk says, Ashrechem Zerei, as we just saw, the pasuk in Yeshaya refers to Zriya, Bein Zriya al Tzedakah, and Zriya refers to Tzedakah. Shenem, as the pasuk says in Hosea, Zir Lechem al Tzedakah, Kitzel Fi Chasid, Nir Lechem Nir, Ve'is Lidris as Hashem, Ad Yavai, V'yayrit Tzedek Lechem. Therefore, we see the Lashon of Zriya and the Lashon of planting regarding Tzedakah, and the pasuk in Yeshaya says, Ashrechem Zerei al Kol Mayim, and Ve'in Mayim al Terah, and Mayim refers to Terah. Shenem, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Haikot Tzomei Lechul Mayim, anyone that is thirsty should go and drink water. And the pasuk over there is referring to someone that was thirsting for the words of Torah and the words of the Chachamim. Shvatim. And the Gemara continues, V'zeichel nachal shtei Shvatim, and such a person will be zeichel to the nachal of the two Shvatim, and zeichel kil ki Yosef, he will be zeichel to a canopy like Yosef. Nechsev, as the Pasuk says in Pashat Vayechi, by the Bechis Yaakov, ben Peris Yosef, ben Peris alei oyin, b'nei tzada alei shor. And Rashi in Chumash brings, b'nei tzada alei shor, b'nei Mitzrayim, ha'yitzayidus al ha'chayim, l'stachel b'yayfav, that the doors of Mitzrayim would lean over the chaymes in order to gaze at the beauty of Yosef. That is referring to a canopy, as they would lean on canopies. And as Rashi says, the zeichel nachal shtei shvatim, the hachim mashma raglechem yishalchu benachlas hashav v'chamar Yosef yizacha, that their feet will be zeichel to be included with the brachos of Yosef, who is called the shor, as the pasuk says b'chas shor hadlai, and as the Gemara now states, v'zeichel nachal yizacha, they will also be zeichel to the brachos of yizacha. The chesiv yizacha chamar garim is the ami. Others say oyviv neifel in front of Yosef, that enemies will fall in front of them, just like Yosef. The chesiv behem am yinagach yachlof afse oretz, and we see that the schus of Yosef will destroy all the enemies of Klal Yisrael. And of course, this pasuk is not in the Bechas Yaakov, but in the Bechas Moshe in Vizayis HaBracha, and Vizayich Lubina Ki Yisacha, and Vizayich to understanding like Yisacha, the Chesiv, as the pasuk says in the Devar Yomim, Uvei Yisacha, Yoidei Bina Lo'itim L'das Ma'i Asi Yisrael. Before ending the parak, let's point out that Rabbeinu Chananel at the top of the Amid says, regarding the Gemara that we learned at the bottom of the Tazayin and Beis, the Chavet Asloi B'Maisei, Zeh Chizkim El Chihuda, Shai Shiv Yeshiva Al Kivrei, the Gias that we have at Rabbeinu Chananel is Ein Adava Gadol, L'Hoshiv Yeshiva, Bekeva Adam Gadol, B'Tfilim B'Rashayim, at Goyis of the Cheshik Shlomo, he brings down that the Gias should be, V'Zeh Kova Gadol, L'Hoshiv Yeshiva. However, it's possible that our Gersa is actually more correct. We see from our Gemara that any covet that did it for Chizkia is not something that we do for others. And as we saw, the Gemara is and the Gemara also is for Idunami of the Inhachi, and therefore it would be mashma that the only time that is proper to make a yeshiva by a person's kever is only for someone like Chizkia. But nowadays it wouldn't be proper, and maybe that is the pshat in our Gersa in Rabbeinu Chananel. Hadlach Abba Avos, Hadlach Abba Avos, Hadlach Abba Avos. And we begin the second parak, and we begin the new Mishnah. And this Mishnah and this Perek is really going back on the Mishnah on Daf Tes Vav Beis, where we spoke about Chamisha Tamin and Chamisha Muadin, and the Mishnah mentioned over there Hashem Moedus Lechas Areila and Regel Moedus Lishba B'Derech Yilucha. And Lefi Rashi, the Mishnah is asking Ketzer Regel Moedus, that what is the element that makes Regel become a Muad? And this question the Mishnah answers L'Shava B'Derech Yilucha, that any time that a Regel goes and kicks something and breaks something while it's walking, that is the definition of the Avne Zokin of Regel. And the Mishnah continues Habehema Moedus Lahalach Kadaka L'Shava, that any damage that a behema causes while it's walking in its normal course of walking and it breaks something, that would be considered that it was mazik something as a muad, and therefore you'd be chayiv nezik sholem. And as the Mishnah stated on Daf Beis Amud Aleph and in the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Beis, and you would also be chayiv l'shalom tashlum nezik b'meitav haaretz. As Rashi points out, the Gemara will ask the lechira why the Mishnah mentioned two different times as to the definition of the av nezik of regal and state the kitzah regal muedes and explain l'shalom b'darach lucha. And then once again we said the behema muedes lal kedak l'shabah, and that is another definition of regal. And lechira, why would you need both of these cases of the Mishnah? And the Gemara will explain this point. And I entice where he's bothered that lechira, since this Mishnah is going back on the Mishnah Daf Tes Vav and Beis, and over there we spoke about shame first and only afterwards do we speak about regal, so why did our Mishnah discuss regal first and only afterwards in the Mishnah Daf Yutes and Beis discusses Shein? And further, if the Mishnah is discussing the things that it mentions at the end of the Mishnah, so Lemaisa mentions Adam last, and we should start with Adam. And Va'imri Vada the Pasuk Bekai, that certainly our Mishnah wants to discuss what it speaks about first in the Mishnah Daf Tes Vav and Beis. However, Shein v'regal kachachashivi Shein and regal is considered one of the Hazekim Mishum Deshalim b'Chaseyin, as the halachas are similar umichad kronafki, as we learned from the same pasuk of Ubiyah b'Stei. And we assume a ton of regal basa shein, and because we spoke about regal second, and then spoke about it after shein, nakad hacha regal bereisha de sol gminei. Since we finished speaking about regal, therefore we discuss regal first, and only afterwards do we speak about shein. Also keep in mind, although we don't get into further discussion about this tesis, however, tesis diu maskal behem moedes points out that the gemara is actually only saying one din over here, and not like Rashi learned that we're actually talking about two din, and we're talking about what is regal. And then the gemara is asking another question as to the elements that define a behema and define when a behema is a muad. The Mishnah continues, Haisim Avetes, if there was an animal that was kicking, or it was an animal that while it was walking in a normal fashion, the pebbles were shooting out from under his feet, and this caused damage to Kalim, in both these cases, you would only pay Chatzin Nezek and not Nezek Shalim. And keep in mind, there are actually two different reasons why you'd pay Chatzin Nezek. In the first case of Haisim Avetes, that is a case where it's in Daka Bekach, and it's also Kavanosik Lahazik, and therefore it's a Toldov Karen. And therefore, if the animal is only a tam, you'd pay chetzin ezek. However, the second case, which is a case case of the Turius, over there, really, it's a Toldo Regal, and really should be Chayiv Nezik Sholim. However, there's a special Halacha in Shimon Sinai that tells us, but the Gei Turius, that you're only going to be Chayiv Chatzin Nezek. And of course, there's major nafkaminas between the two Halachas, because in the first case, since it's a Toldo of Karen, therefore, the owner would be Chayiv even Rishus Rabim. However, in the second din, which is based on Turius, which is based on Regal, so what would not be Chayiv on Turius in Rishus Rabim, as the Pasuk says, Ubir Bistei Acher? In addition, there would be certainly another nafkamina if you'd be Chayiv al Piatzmai. And as we know, B'negei Karen, we consider it a case of Knas, and therefore, might be Knas is Pata. However, Turius is a case of Mammon, as really you should be Chayiv Nezek Sholim, and you're only Chayiv Chatzin Nezek based on Lachal Meshmi Sinai. And therefore, even if you'd be Maida, you would still be Chayiv. And the Mishnah continues to give another example of a direct damage, as well as an example where an animal damages someone through the concept of Turius, which means through his Koyach and through the power of the animal, not a direct damage. And as the Mishnah states, Darsa al Kli, if an animal tramples on a Kli, Derech Hiluchai, B'Shavrasa, and it breaks it, then B'Nafal al Kli, the shards of this Kli fall onto another Kli, and it breaks that other Kli. So the din is Al Rishon Mishalem Nezek Shalem. For the first Kli, you're going to pay Nezek Shalem because you damage it based on Regal, and therefore you Chayiv Nezek Shalem, Bala Achrin, and for the second Kli, Mishalem Chatzin Nezek, that since it is based on Sirius and only based on Koychai, therefore you're only going to be Chayiv Chatzin Nezek. And the Mishnah continues with another example, Hatana Gelim Wa'adin Lahalik Kedakan Al Shaba, that even a chicken, they'll consider Mu'ad to travel and to walk, and if it will break something while it's walking in normal fashion, responsibility of the owner would be based on Regal and it would be Chayiv Nezek Shalem. However, the Mishnah continues to give an example of Tsurius by a chicken, Haydul Kashub Raglov, if something was tied to the foot of the chicken, Oishahim Mahadis Umishabis Hakalim, or was jumping around and it broke Kalim, Mishalim Chatzin Nezek. So in both of these cases, you'd be Chayiv Chatzin Nezek. In the first case, since it was the Dli that was Kosher and then that flew off, therefore, although it's Daka Bakach, but Lemaisa, the damage happened through its Koyach, and therefore it's categorized as Tsurius, and therefore you Chayiv Chatzin Nezek based on Halacha Meshib Sinai. Rashi explains that in the second case, it's also a case of Tsurius, and Rashi says, that in that case, while jumping around, which is normal for a chicken to do, caused a pebble to go and fly into a Kli, and therefore it was based on his Kechai, and that's why it's Chayiv Chatzin Nezek in that case as well. And Rashi says, the little Kosh Bragloi called Dova Niksha Bregla Tanagol Kori Dalil, the Istigasid Li, and some Agurus that he had a pail that was tied to his foot. And the Rambam and Pirish Mishnayas explained, the little is a Ritzua, is some sort of a string or rope, Kleimashay Dova Kosh Bragla, and the Rambam explains, Mahades is Shechayfa Bragla Baritz, that the Tanagol digs with its feet in the ground, Voisin Dova Zesh Hatanagol Yes Mishar Oifis, and this is something which is more normal for a chicken to do than for other birds to do. And Ayin Tezu Bada Dalachira, our Mishnah is talking about Regal and also speaking about Tsurius, which is defined as Regal as well, except as Halacha Meshmi Sinai, they only pay Chatzin Nezek, and therefore, why the Mishnah speak about the case of Mevetes if that case is a case of Karen? And Tezu says, Agav the Shovel Tsurius, since the Halacha of Mevetes is similar to Tsurius, they pay Chatzin Nezek, Naklahacha, that's why we speak about in this Mishnah as well. Also, Ayin the Baran Tezu Amid, where he's Bada Dalachira, why the Mishnah have to have this second case of Tsurius of Dosal Kli Vishavrasa, Vinafal Kli Vishavrai, that will reach Misham Nezek Shalom, Vachim Misham Chatzin Nezek? If Lachir, we already understand that from the first case of the Mishnah, and I'm read the Itzuch Lashminan, the Sakha Daitramina, the Mishunahu, that we would think that this case of Mishunah, Kivin Dosal Kolkach Bechizik, and since this animal trampled on this Kli with such force, Yanitis Hashem al Kli Acha Vishavrai, and Mustamal Hazak Niskavna, maybe we would categorize this as Karen and not as Tsurius, Kamash Mulan, that it is considered Tsurius and not Karen. And before we begin on Gemara, that let's point out that although our Stam Mishnah says that B'negei Tsurius, that it's considered Regal and is Halacha Meshmi Sinai, that you still pay Chatzin Nezek. However, we will see the sheet of Sumchas in the Gemara that holds that we do not have this Halacha Meshmi Sinai, and even by Tsurius, you pay Nezek Shalom, as there is no difference between Koichai or Gufai. We continue on Daf Yud Zayin Beis, and the Gemara begins, Omle Ravina Rava. Ravina says to Rava, Hainu Regal, Hainu Behema. Why do we have to have two different cases in our Mishnah? And the Mishnah first asks, Ketzer Regal Moedes, and the answer, L'Shava B'derech Hilucha. And then the Mishnah states, Habehema Moedes, Lahalach Kedaka L'Shava, of L'Chirid, are based on the same idea, and are based on the concept that if something damages Derech Hilucha and is in Hanol HaZeka, then those are the elements of Regal, and you be Chayiv Nezek Shalim. And the Gemara answers, Amalei, Tana Avais, Viktani Toldes, Rav responds to Ravina, that we mentioned the Av of the Hezek, which is Regal, and then we speak about a Behema, which is any part of Behema that damages something which is not its leg, and if it does so, Derech Hilucha, and it's in Hanol HaZeka, that would be a told of Regal, and you'd be Chayiv Nezek Shalim. And as Rashi points out, that when the Mishnah discusses a behemah, that's referring to any other part of the animal. And as we know, the tells of behemah moedas lahalach kedak l'shabe begufa uvesayru uveshalu shalea derech halucha. The told of Regal hein da zeka matzah in kavanas lahazik. And our Gemara continues that Ravina asked Rava el me Ata Sefer Detani in the Sefer, which is going to be the Mishnah on Daf Yud Testament Beis, where the Mishnah is speaking about Shein, and the Mishnah states Hashem Oedes, Habehem Oedes, and the actual Lashon of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Testament Beis is Ketzad Hashem Oedes. What is the case where Shein is considered wood, and what is the elements of the Hezek of Shein? Lechza Reila, and to eat something that's rated, and something where it will be Hanala Zeka, and then the Mishnah continues Habehem Oedes, Lechel Peis Virakis, which is of course something which is rated. And since in both cases we're talking about the animal eating, so certainly we can't respond that the first case is talking about Avos and the second case is talking about Toldos, because both of them are talking about Shein and both of them are talking about Avos. And as the Gemara states, my Avos, my Toldos Eka, and as Rashi brings down that the Toldo of Shein is similar to a case of Hainu Nesachah B'Kaisel Anasa, where an animal rubs against its wall because it's itchy and because it wants to scratch itself, and he knocks down the wall, and although it didn't eat anything, but the Maisa did something which was Mazik something, and it was Hanola Zeka. And the Gemara tells us, Havakam Hadon Leib B'Dechusa, so Rav responded to Ravina in a joking fashion, and he said to Ravina, Anosha Neichada, I already responded to you about our Mishnah, Ba'atcha Neichada, and now it's your turn to explain the Mishnah on Daf Yud Testament Beis. And the time of my L'maisa, the Gemara comes out and says, what is L'maisa Pshat in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Testament Beis? And Rabashi explains, Tana Shein Dechaya, V'Tani Dechayin Behema, that the first case in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Testament Beis is talking about Shein of Chaya, and the second case of the Mishnah is talking about a Shein of Behema. And even though both cases are the obvious of the Zikin, however, the Mishnah over there has been Mechadish to us that not only is a person responsible if his animal damages something through Shein, but even if a non-domesticated animal like a Chaya that belongs to you is Mazik by eating something, so you would also be Chaya based on Shein. Why would one think that the Torah is only Mechayev you for Shein Behema but not on Shein Chaya? Kasakat HaKlamina, one may have thought that since the Pasuk and Pashma Shpatan states V'shilach has Be'iriksiv Behema in Chaya Loi, so maybe that only pertains to Be'ira, which refers to Behema and not to Chaya. Kamashvon the Chaya b'chal Behema. Therefore, our Mishnah teaches us on Daf Yud Testament Beis that there's no difference between the Chaya and Behema, and in both cases, the Chaya for Shein. Rashi explains the Harmin is Be'iroi Hainu Targum Shel Behema, and as the Gemara stated that the Chiddush is that Chaya is b'chal Behema, and Rashi explains the Chsiv as the Pasuk in Pashra A states Benegei Kosh animals Zoyis Behema Shetoichlu, and referring to Behema, and then speaks about Chayas and speaks about Ayel Tzvi V'Yachmar. Therefore, we see that Chayas and Behema are interchangeable, and Ayin Tesis, who brings a different Makar, as this Makar does not teach us anything but the Gei Oifis, and instead Taisa brings a Makar from Hilchos Shabbos Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and asks that L'chayah, if you're telling me that one clause in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Testament Beis speaks about a Chaya and the second clause speaks about a Behema, so L'chayah, since the whole Makar of the Din of Shein is by Behema, as the Pasuk said, V'shilach has Be'irai, so our Gemara continues, Yihachi Hami Bailu L'misib Reisha, L'chayah, we should speak about Behema first and only afterwards speak about Chaya. And the Gemara answers, Haida Aslam Midrasha Chavivale, that we'd rather speak about the one that we learn from Midrasha, and that's more chaviv to Rabbanon, and that's why we speak about Chaya first and then Behema. And the Gemara asks, Yehachi Reisha Nami Listahi Delek Siv Bereisha, L'chari in the Reisha, meaning in our Mishnah, we speak about Regal, and our Mishnah first gave a case of Regal, which is the Av Nezikin, and then it only spoke about the Toldah, L'chari, since the Toldah is not Mefurish in the Pasuk, and it's only learned out from the Av, so L'chari, once again, we should say the Toldah first, and then the Av afterwards. The Gemara answers, Hachi Hashta, Hasam Idi Be'ida Avos Ninu, in the Mishnah Daf Yud Testament Beis, both the case of Chaya and Behema of Shein are both always hakta asla midrasha chavivle, and therefore certainly the one that comes from the drasha is more chaviv, and that's why we speak about Chaya first and only afterwards about a Behema. However, hocha shavik av v'tani toldo, do you think it makes sense to leave over the av and first speak about the toldo and only afterwards speak about the av? Of course, we have to speak about the av, which is where we learned the toldo from, and only afterwards could we speak about the toldo. Ibayz ima, or I could respond, I salg regal pasuk regal, that the reason why our Mishnah discusses regal first and only afterwards speaks about the toldo of regal is because in the Mishnah that Tesfavim Beis we spoke about Regal, and therefore we continue to discuss Regal. And as the Mishnah stated over there, how Regal Moedas Lishba B'derech Hilucha, and that's why our Mishnah starts off Ketzar Regal Moedas Lishba B'derech Hilucha. And Ayin Tesis at the top of the Amid where he is that Lachira, why would the Gemara have a Hamina that the only time that we have a Din of Avos is only B'negeya Behema and not B'negeya Chaya? If Lemaisa in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph we just spoke about Tanagaylim, and therefore we see that Tanagaylim are also Moadim Zok Tesis Mekal Makom Michle Lashmin and Gabi Shein. Still, the Tana wanted to speak about this din, but the Gei Shein, the Kashuk Sas, and then Tais is that Lachir is questionable. And my Lechtona Nami told the Shein, Kamei Beregel, that why is it that the Gei Regel we spoke about its Toldos, and the Gei Shein we don't speak about the Toldos of Shein? And the Gemara continues, Rana Bana, we learned Behemah Mu'edas Lal Kadaka L'Shaber, that Behemah is considered Mu'ed to walk in its normal course and to break things, Ketzad. And the Gemara brings an example, Behemah Shinuk Sechotza Nizik, if Behemah goes into the Chotza of Nizik and it doesn't mamish damage with its leg, and Vizika Begufa, and it damages with its body, Derech Lucha, while it's walking, walking uvasaira or with its hair or its mane, derech hilucha, while it's walking and it gets attached to a cleat, for example, and it pulls it down and breaks it, or b'ukuf shalel, or it damages with its saddle, or v'shlif shalel, or with the package that's on the animal, over pabiyah shabapiyah, over zuk shabatzavara, or with the bit that's in its mouth, or the bell that's around its neck, v'chamor b'masai, or a donkey that damages with its package that's on its back, mishalem nezuk shalem, you'd have to pay nezuk shalem, as all these cases are told of regal, and sumchus ima, and sumchus state, sreiris v'chazir, shahayu neiva ba'ashba v'zik, if an animal is walking in a normal manner, and he kicks pebbles, and the pebbles go and break something, or there's a pig that while it's eating in the garbage, that something comes out of the garbage and flies and damages something, so mishalem nezek shalem, you'd also pay nezek shalem. And as we will see, the chiddush will be that even though we know that our tan of our Mishnah holds that b'degei tzeiros, there's halacha mishmesina, they only pay chatzin nezek. However, Sumchus argues, and he holds that you pay nezek shalem. And the Gemara's havmin is that when Sumchus gave a case of chazir shayin neiv ba'ashbav hizik, it was talking about a direct hezek, and therefore the Gemara asks, hizik pshita, if it went directly with mazik something while it was eating in the garbage, then certainly if it damaged something with using its own body, then certainly you'd be chayiv nezek shalem, as that is a tolda of regal. And the Gemara answers, ela ema hitiz v'hizik mishal nezek shalem, that the case of the pig is also the case where something flew out of the garbage and it went and damaged something, and even though it's only koichai, you're still going to be chayiv nezek shalem. And the Gemara now asks, treyus man dechashmayo, that why does Simchas all of a sudden discuss the case of serious if the Tanakhama was only speaking about standard cases of toldas of regal? And the Gemara answers, chasur mechsav achitoni, in the chinami, we're missing some words in this braisa. And really, after the Tanakhama discusses the dinim of toldas of regal, the Tanakhama continues and stated, treyus kiuchayo chetzi nezek, that if you have a regular case of serious, so even though these pebbles flew out in a normal way and derech iluchay of the animal, and l'chayr it should be a told of regal, it should be chayiv nezek shalom, and even so, you're going to pay chatzin nezek. The chazir shayin neiv ba'ashba v'hitiz v'hizik b'shalom chatzin nezek. And similarly, if there's an animal that's eating in garbage, and while it's eating in a normal fashion, some pebbles or something flies out, and it goes and damages something, and therefore it damages something through its koyach and not through its own body, then once again, this is categorized as serious, and therefore you're only going to be chayiv chatzin nezek. And it's in response to the Tanakhama that Sumchus Oimer, that Sumchus stated, serious v'chazir shayin neiv ba'ashba v'hitiz v'hizik b'shalom nezek shalom, that I don't hold the halacha mishmi sinai, and therefore in the case of Tereus or by Chazir, in both cases, although it's its koyach, it would still be considered a told of regal and you'd be chayiv nezek shalem. And before we continue, Ein Tesi Diva Maschov Chamor B'Masoi, where he's bothered that we just spoke about Shalom Shalel, which is talking about a package that's on an animal and that's considered regal, so why would we think that Chamor B'Masoi would be different? And Zak Tesi that the Chiddush is, L'fisha'im Masoi Shal Chamor Mohotakum Chumabai, that since we know that the package of a donkey are not attached to it as well as it's attached to other behemoths, the Sakhidaitach Deloyavik Kagufai, and we would think that's not considered kugufay, kamashmalan, that the package of chamar is still considered kugufay. And also, before we continue, Rashi points out, but the geir chazir that was neiv ba'ashpoy, v'chein chazir neiv matis treyus b'chaytmai, having nami ketreyus deregal, d'chol mashu koicher v'loy gufay kari treyus, as any time that we have a din of treyus, that would be based on a regal, and not based on shein, even though the chazir was in the middle of eating. However, ayin teses diva maschal neiv ba'ashpoy, yichazmen chazir miyar, b'tagmini nevrenu, v'afagav the ton of treyus deregal, ashmin treyus de shein, t'la nasik of it, the Tan is teaching us that there's also a din of tzareus by shein, and since this chazir was in the middle of eating, therefore, although something flew out from what he was eating, that is still considered a told of shein, and although generally b'negei shein yichayiv nezek shalem, the Tanakhama holds that the halacha mishmi sinai also applies b'negei shein, and tzareus of shein would also be chayiv chatzi nezek. The Gemara continues and brings three separate brises that discuss tzareus. Tanur Rabbanim, we learned in the brisa, Tanagolim shahayim africhim imakom imakom, if there were chickens that were flying from one place to another, v'shavru kelim b'kafeim, and they broke kelim with their wings and they directly cause damage, mishal nezek shalem, then in that case you pay nezek shalem, as this is a told of regal, as it was derech iluchai, and it was in kavadas lahazik, and there was no hanal zekai. However, bruch shepa kanafayim, if the damage occurred by the wind that was caused from its wings and therefore was from keichai, mishal mechatzin nezek, this would be a din of serious, and therefore based on halach mishmisina, you'd only pay chatzin nezek, and simchas oimen nezek shalem. Once again, simchas argues and he says you'd pay nezek shalem, and the Gemara continues with another braisa, tani idach, we learned in another braisa, if chickens were hopping on the dough or on fruits, and they made them dirty, or they were pecking at them and they made holes in them and therefore damaged the dough or the fruit, they would have to pay nezek shalem, because once again this was done with the body of the animal and it was done in the derech iluchai and in kavanas lahazik, and therefore you chayiv nezek shalem like regal. However, if because they were hopping, therefore there was dirt or there were pebbles that came up and went into the food and went to the dough or the fruits and therefore caused damage, then once again, this is a case of Tirus, and you only pay Chetzin Nezek, and once again, Sumchus Ayman Nezek Shalim, Sumchus doesn't have the Halacha Meshim Sinai, and therefore he says, even in the case of Tirus, you'd pay Nezek Shalim. And finally, we have a third Braisa, Tani Idech, Tanagal Shalim, Machfriach, Mimakim, Makim, if there were Tanagal that was jumping around and flying from one place to another, V'yatzer Ruach, Mitachas Knaf, V'shibas HaKelim, and wind came from underneath his wing, and it broke the Kelim, and therefore wasn't done by the wing itself, but by its Koyach, Misham Chetzin Nezek, this is a case of Chetzin Nezek, because it's a case of Tirus, and stomach crab. This price is going like the Chashita of Rabbanon, that Zalach L'Mishim Sinai, they would pay Chetzin Nezek and not Nezek Shalim. And the Gemara now continues and explains Machlekes between Sumchus and Rabbanon, and this is something that we've mentioned many times, that Rav states that Bishlam is Sumchus Kasava Kaycha Gugufay Nami. We understand why Sumchus says you have to pay Nezek Shalim, because although it's only the Kayach of the animal, but that's considered as if his body damaged, and therefore it has a din of Regal, and Yechayiv Nezek Shalim, El Rabbanon, but according to Rabbanon, Icha Gugufay Nami, Kul Nezek Bayil Shalim, if we would say, then they should agree to Sumchus and they should hold they have to pay Nezek Shalim, as this would be a standard case of a Tolda of Regal. And if they hold this Kaychiz not Kagufay Dami, then why should the owner be responsible at all? And you shouldn't even have to pay Chetzin Nezek. And the Gemara continues, Hadam Rav, and that Rav explained that certainly the Rabbanon agree with Sumchus that Kaychiz Kagufay Dami, the Chetzin Nezek Tzorius, Hilchus Gemir Law, and even so, it is Halacha Mishmei Sinai that tells us that Benegeya Tzorius, you only pay Chetzin Nezek, and really the Halacha Mishmei Sinai not only tells us that you pay Chetzin Nezek, but another part of Halacha Mishmei Sinai was that Kaycha is Kegufay and Tzorius is considered a Tolda of Regal, and really you should be Chayiv Nezek Shalim, except that the Halacha Mishmei Sinai was Makel on a person and said that you're not Chayiv Nezek Shalim, and instead you're going to be Chayiv Chetzin Nezek. Before we begin the next Gemara, let's point out that if there's a man that becomes a Zav, that he's Mitame, seems B'mishkav U'B'moshav, and also Behesed, and as we know, even if a man that's a Zav doesn't touch an actual pillow or a blanket, but if he sits on a bed and underneath that bed there are multiple mattresses, all those mattresses will become tamei based on the fact that he put pressure on those mattresses. And therefore, Rava states, Kol Shev Zav Tamei B'Nezakim Mishalim Nezek Shalim, in any case where if a Zav would touch something, then those items would become tamei, then B'Negeim Nezakim you would pay Nezek Shalim, as that would be considered a case of Gufay and not a case of Kaychay, Kol Shev Zav Tar. However, in the scenario where if this would occur through a Zav, then that item would be tar. And for example, if a Zav takes something and throws it at something, then the thing that it hits will not become tamei, as the Zav did not touch it and did not put any of his own pressure on it. In those cases, b'nezakin mishalom chetzin nezek, that would be a case of tzorius, and therefore you pay chetzin nezek. And the Gemara asks, v'rav tzorius aslash minan, although he's telling us the dinim of tzorius, but l'chir it is pashit, and why does he have to compare it to the case of Zav, and what is the great chiddush of Rava? And the Gemara answers, loy, Rava eglam ha-sheches b'karim kamash blan, Rava is trying to teach us a chiddush in a case where a cow was pulling a wagon, and as Rashi says, that if there's a wagon that a Zav is sitting on and that wagon travels over Kalim, then those Kalim would be Tame based on Medrash HaZav. And therefore Rashi says that this is comparable to a case of Hezek. And if a cow is pulling a wagon and now that wagon goes over Kli and damages that Kli, it's not considered a case of Tzurius and it's Kegufa, and therefore you pay Nezek Shalom. However, as Rashi continues, him hit the Tzurius, Machbez HaKaren, if there's a pebble that flies out because of the wagon, in that scenario, if the pebble goes and touches something else, that item will be tar. Therefore, Benizokin Nami, Tzurius, and Benizokin is also considered Tzurius, and therefore you only pay Chetzin Nezek. The Mefarshim are bothered on the comparison that Rashi brings, because if there's a Zav that's sitting in the actual wagon, then the Zav is actually putting pressure on the Kli, therefore it's Pashit, Benegei Zav, it'll be Tamei, and L'chayr, the comparison should have been in the case where there's a Zav that's sitting on an animal that's pulling a wagon, and the wagon goes over Kli, and that would be Tamei, I in the Mefarshim. The Gemara now states, Tanik Havasi to Rava, we have a Brice like Rava, Behem Mu'edes, L'shav B'derech Lucha, Behem is a Mu'ed to be Meshabbes something and break something while traveling. Ketzad behemah shenichus lechatzan nizik. If a behemah goes into the chatzan nizik v'zika begufa derech lucha or v'sayra derech lucha ba'ukav shalel v'shlif shalel v'habia shabia or v'zuk shabatzavara v'chamav b'masay v'egla meshachas b'karin. In all those cases, you meshalem nezik shalem, and we will stop over here.